Israel is set to hand over two West Bank towns to Palestinian control, perhaps as early as tomorrow. If the transfers of Jericho and Qalqiyah go smoothly, Israel could also pull back from Tulkarem and Ramallah by the end of the month. This against the backdrop of a seven-week-old ceasefire. Though tenuous, the ceasefire, or Hadna as it's known in Arabic, is a welcome relief for many on both sides of the conflict that began almost 3 years ago. Tonight we have two reports. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the Palestinian town of Ramallah in the West Bank. But first, here's the Israeli view from NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
On a stage at the southern end of Jerusalem's Ben Yehuda Street, two off-duty female Israeli soldiers sing a well-known Israeli pop song. The crowd of hundreds listening, mostly teenagers, sways along. A few start dancing. The entire half-mile length of this pedestrian mall, the site of several suicide bombings, is packed with people. There are families pushing strollers, older couples, and hundreds of teenagers. They peruse the sidewalk stand, selling everything from handmade jewelry to Belgian waffles. It's a far cry from downtown Jerusalem of the recent past. 2 years ago this month, 15 people were killed in the Sabaro pizza restaurant just a block away. Since then, a series of suicide bombings at restaurants and on buses in the city has killed dozens of residents. The result? Tourists virtually disappeared and thousands of downtown businesses closed. But tonight, it's bustling again. At 11 p.m., Ophira Amsalem sits with her friend Tammy Maor on a stone bench, eating Sicilian pizza and marveling at the crowd.
I don't believe it. Believe it?
No.
Don't believe it. I think it's not Jerusalem. Maybe it's Paris, not Jerusalem. Because before, nobody in here. All the people very afraid.
Amsalem herself was one of those people. She says that for the past 3 years, she never ventured into downtown Jerusalem or even got on a bus. She walked to her job as a social worker and splurged on taxis when she had to. But 2 weeks ago, emboldened by the Hudna, she came downtown. And tonight, she was back. Tammy Maor says she's still a little nervous and refused to allow her 6-year-old son to come with her tonight. 2 weeks ago, she recalls, a tire on a bus blew out and the crowd panicked, certain it was a terrorist attack. I still feel afraid and I keep looking around all the time, she says, especially when it's so crowded. I search for people who look like Palestinians. But Maor seems to be in the minority in this crowd. Most people seem to be enjoying the cool air of a Jerusalem summer night and relishing the feeling of not being afraid. Security guards still check customers at restaurants, but the checks are cursory now. And the tables on the sidewalks, long deserted, are highly prized again for people watching. One of those people watchers tonight is Fran Immerman, a Jewish community activist from Cleveland who owns a vacation home in Israel. Last summer, she left her 3 children behind, worried about their safety.
It was tense and it was... I didn't know what I should do, and I just took my cues from my Israeli friends, constantly looking behind the shoulder. It was no vacation. And this summer, it feels like summer. It feels like vacation. People are smiling. People are out. People are on the streets. Stores are busy and restaurants are busy and people are having a good time.
Yet despite the feeling of relaxation, few Israelis believe the ceasefire will last. David Horovitz of the Jerusalem Report magazine says most Israelis remain deeply skeptical.
There is certainly a fairly widely held view that this is a temporary lull, that the bad guys on the Palestinian side are using the fact that Israel is not sending the army into various areas to regroup, to rearm.
Ophira Amsalem says she'll stop coming downtown next month when the ceasefire is due to expire. But for now, she says, she's happy to nibble on her pizza and marvel at the huge crowds. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.